Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing, and this is BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg. We're here on Winning Drive at the Under Armour Performance Center. The Ravens are going to have to add a new picture to this wall from the Super Bowl 47 victory. Kind of the smoke has settled, the dust has settled, so to speak, after the win, and now it's shifting to off-season mode, John. So you ready for another edition of Buy or Sell?
Let's do it.
All right, this one is an opinion that pretty much everyone's talking about. It's the biggest story in the NFL right now, and it has to deal with quarterback Joe Flacco and his contract negotiations. Pro Football Talk, Tony Grossio of ESPN Cleveland, Peter King of Sports Illustrated have all put this idea out there. Could Joe Flacco be a member of the Cleveland Browns next year?
I am selling that idea. That is not going to happen. It's an interesting thing to talk about. And listen, I've written my share of off-season stories, and I know how it works. And as if you can make the point logically, you're right. It's interesting, and I see where they're coming from. You know, it's salary cap issues. There's a lot of things in play, a lot of moving parts. So it could happen, but the Ravens are never going to let that happen. They just won the Super Bowl with Joe Flacco. They never let the franchise players go that they really want to keep, and they've the most important position, now they've got one after all these years. They're going to keep him. They will find a way, regardless what it does to the salary cap. I mean, they want to make it work, but Joe is the guy.
Do you think they get a deal done with Joe Flacco, or they have to franchise him and then try to work out a deal?
I originally thought they would franchise him. As this starts to play out and with a Super Bowl victory, behind him, I think they may get a deal done. I mean, March 4th, the clock is ticking. Deadlines really count in the end. That's the thing. Look for it to happen March 3rd or 4th if it happens. But I think it's very possible a deal could get done.
All right, John, the next opinion, this one's from the Baltimore Sun, says that John Harbaugh is now the top tier of NFL coaches.
I am buying that. I think that's John Harbaugh was already very close to the top tier of coaches. Winning a Super Bowl, there's no doubt it's a transformative thing for a franchise like the Ravens, for players. They're going to have Super Bowl on their credential list for their entire careers. And for the coach, you know, biggest of all, he'll always be a Super Bowl winning coach. He's got a great winning record, as good as any coach in the league since he got in here. He's found a way to relate to his players. It was a tour de force for John Harbaugh this year. The playoffs, really one of the best coaching jobs you'll see, I think. So his respect coming off the Super Bowl is at an all-time high. He's there.
Excellent, John. Now the third one, this is also from the Baltimore Sun, says that nothing tops the first Super Bowl victory, although this one was close. Are you buying or selling that?
I think I'm selling that. Listen, I've been around for both of them. Of course, it's two nice things to compare.
Yeah.
The first one was a collection of players. Some of them had not been around here that long. It was a veteran group. Some guys have been brought together. This team, I think the fans have been through the ups and downs with Joe and with Ray Rice and with all these guys and Ray Lewis for years, been through these. So I think the attachment between the city and the players and the team in some respects is stronger because of all those ups and downs, the Pittsburgh losses, Billy Cundiff. I mean, you know, we could go on and on. So I think in that respect, it was more meaningful maybe to the fans and to the city to see this group finally get over the top.
Do you think the parade and the celebration on the Tuesday after the Super Bowl, when there was more than 200,000 people that came out downtown to celebrate this event, do you kind of think that was an outward display of what you're talking about?
Absolutely. It really dwarfed the one 12 years ago. It dwarfed when the Orioles won the World Series. it dwarfed all the parades I've seen in this town. So, I mean, that was just incredible. It was an unbelievable moment, and I think it really speaks to maybe, this one tops them all.
All right, John. Well, thank you very much. And so there we have it. That's your edition of Buy or Sell. For all the coverage through everything throughout the offseason, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.